Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
My name is Steven Butera. I am the Senior Manager of Media Relations and Communication at Oakton Community College.
Steve, I was hoping I could ask you a couple of questions about this innovative partnership creating pathways toward medical cannabis-focused bachelor's degree out there at Oakton Community College. So now, what's innovative about this partnership?
This is a first of its kind partnership between a community college and a four-year institution guaranteeing transfer for students seeking to enter niche STEM areas of the emerging cannabis industry. Students can combine the cannabis dispensary and patient care specialist certificate program that they can earn at Oakton Community College into an Associate of General Studies degree, and they would be able to seamlessly transfer to Northern Michigan University to earn a bachelor's degree in medicinal plant chemistry.
Okay, now, so this is the first of its kind offered in Illinois or nationwide?
Nationwide. First of its kind partnership between a community college and a four-year university. Oakton Community College is the first community college in Illinois and possibly in the nation to offer a academic credit program focusing on health communications in medical cannabis. That program, the one I mentioned earlier, the Cannabis Dispensary and Patient Care Specialist Certificate Program, that launched this fall. The program was developed by members of our academic leadership team. In cooperation, we sought input from industry leaders, current cannabis-focused industries such as PharmaCann, who deal in cultivation and dispensary of medical cannabis, and they helped us determine the workforce need and what they were looking for in students in potential employees as far as skills and knowledge, and that's how we built the program.
Okay, excellent. Steven, just a couple more questions. Who would be interested in taking the courses?
Well, these are this is a short-term certificate program, so it would be perfect for an adult learner who is looking to change careers or increase their skills and work and become qualified to work in a number of roles in the emerging cannabis industry. Now that, thanks to this partnership with Northern Michigan University, this is also perfect for our traditional learners who can combine the certificate program and associate degree that they can earn at Triton into a bachelor's degree at Northern Michigan University. And I will add that students who complete their associate degree at Oakton Community College with a GPA of 3.0 or higher would qualify for a $5,600 transfer scholarship to Oakton, which reduces tuition there to their in-state level.
This is the same question, but just asked a different way. What is the end goal of the program for students?
We are responding to a workforce need. As I mentioned, we've collaborated with industry partners in the medical cannabis community. We're listening to what they need in their workforce, and we're preparing students with skills to succeed in jobs related to that industry.
All right, Steven, that sounds fantastic. How do you sign up?
Students interested in learning more about the transfership partnership with Northern Michigan University or other cannabis-related academic programming, the best first step they can take is to send an email to cannabisprograms@oakton.edu. That's cannabisprograms@oakton.edu.
All right. Now, is this a program that's available for only Illinois students, or will you have transfer students from other states and possibly international students?
Well, we are a community college, so we are serving the communities primarily within Oakton's district, but it is open to students beyond the district at a different rate of tuition.
Excellent. Stephen, thank you so much. And I shot you an email, so if you don't mind, when you do have some experts on the line and if they want to take a second to speak with me, I'd be happy to talk to them and get more information on it.
All right. Thanks so much, Brandon. I appreciate the call.
Thank you, Stephen.
Bye-bye.
Bye. All right. So, Ruth, why don't we start off with just go ahead and give me your name and your title.
Yep. Ruth Williams, Assistant Vice President of Academic Affairs and Dean of Curriculum and Instruction.
Okay, Ruth. So the first thing that I want to talk about, and I'll make this really quick, is I have been kind of the harbinger of legalized cannabis as I've lived in three states. They have legalized cannabis. I lived in Washington, Oregon, and California at the time when they legalized it, each at different times. And what I've seen is, you know, not only social stigma, but professional stigma. Is there any stigma related to this coursework that you guys are providing?
Not at all, actually. And I think part of it was our approach. Illinois, obviously, it's legal for medical cannabis to be used as a medicine. And so we already have a really strong health career program. So we wanted to complement that program. And so we really focused on initially the medical cannabis dispensary employee and the need there that the industries had identified in terms of identifying persons that can communicate with patients that have a chronic illness so that they can understand their symptoms, how their identity is impacted, and to identify the appropriate medicine for them.
Now, what kind of coursework would someone undergo as they're preparing to, say, transfer for this bachelor's degree or they're at Northern Michigan?
Yes. So the students will earn what we call an Associate's in General Studies degree. And that degree allows them to complete their general education components as well as the cannabis dispensary and patient care specialist. So they'll earn the certificate and the degree. The certificate's embedded within the degree. And the curriculum around the certificate then aligns with the Northern Michigan's medicinal plant chemistry, specifically their entrepreneurial track. There's two tracks at Northern Michigan. One is their entrepreneurial track in medicinal plant chemistry, and I think one is a little stronger in the chemistry aspect. They both have chemistry components, but the one we're focused on right now is the entrepreneurial track. And it's a guaranteed admission, and they also will be able to receive, I think it's a $5,600 scholarship annually.
And then with the guaranteed transfer admission, are you guys setting a limit on how many people can enroll in the course there at Oakton?
No, they have to have a 3.0 GPA in order to transfer to Northern Michigan. We do not. So we launched our cannabis dispensary and patient care specialist certificate this fall, which is 12 credit certificate. So they could actually, a person could complete the certificate in one term. And we actually had, of the 101 students that were taking coursework, 10 are completing the certificate. So they completed all the required courses for their certificate. Students were taking the courses for a lot of different reasons. Some were taking a course here or there just out of interest. Others are taking a part-time track, and then there were some that wanted to jump right into the industry, so they completed all the coursework for the certificate.
So I'll let you guys go, and I've got a couple of stories running right now with Steve in those, and now I'll just go ahead and incorporate you and talk about what the program has to offer, that scholarship, as well as the guaranteed transfer, and that you don't seem to be experiencing any stigma, which I think is important because, you know, some people are wondering how that's going to work out for them. You know, you haven't experienced any stigma with parents not wanting to pay or anything like that?
No, I'll be honest with you. It's been nothing but positive feedback and reception from our immediate college community as well as our district community. It's been very positive.
Excellent. Well, thank you so much and have a nice day.
Okay,
thanks,
thank
Brandon.
You.
Let us know if you need anything else.
Yep, anytime. Reach out to me. You've got my email now, so let me know anytime you've got something you'd like to get on the radio.
Sounds good.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.